Long story short, about 2 years after that, he called me and he said, "We've got your ship." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "It's a Virginia class fast attack U.S. nuclear submarine, 791. And so Joe Biden, our spouse, been designated as the sponsor of the ship. Michelle Obama was designated sponsor of another ship, the Navy built ship early on. And so now Joe is our sponsor, and the keel has been laid. So we're very excited, very excited.
So were you originally trying to get a submarine, or were you hoping for just any military, any naval vessel?
Well, we wouldn't take just any naval vessel. But when I was a naval flight officer and P-3 aircraft mission commander in the Navy for a long time, my job was to quarterback a crew, 13-man crew, to track Soviet nuclear submarines. And ironically, we practiced by tracking U.S. nuclear submarines, which were very hard to find. The idea of having a fast-attack nuclear submarine, Virginia-class, the vessel that bears the name of Delaware, is just almost more than I could have hoped for. And so I'm thrilled, and I think crews are thrilled to be affiliated with the state of Delaware, and it's going to be a great marriage.
And where did this idea come from originally? Was it from you and Senator Coons, or did you hear from veterans in the state asking, you know, why there wasn't a naval vessel named for Delaware?
Actually, this reminds me a little bit. Delaware was the last state to have a national park designated. And from time to time, people would say to me in the past years, in the last 5, 10, 20 years, why doesn't Delaware have a national park? Everybody else does. And this is a little bit like that. This is a situation a little bit like that. But the real spark, believe it or not, was a letter to the editor by a Delawarean who wrote a letter to the editor 4 or 5 years ago to the News Journal and asked the question, why hasn't there been a ship named after the state of Delaware for like close to 100 years? And I read the letter to the editor as an old Navy guy. I thought, that's a pretty good question. And so I asked Chris Coons and John Carney if they'd like to join me in a letter to, not in a letter to the editor, but a letter to Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, former governor of Mississippi, old friend of mine. Reached out to Ray, to Mr. Secretary. I think we got a pretty good case to make here. And ultimately, he agreed. And 2 years later, got a call from him and said, we're going to build a ship after your, named after your state. It's going to be a fast attack nuclear sub.
You know, it is, you know, I can see how it's an honor for a lot of veterans to have this submarine named after the state. But is there any other benefit for the state, or is this just a symbolic gesture, having this sub named for Delaware?
Delaware has a great naval tradition, not known by a lot of people. And it started actually with Revolutionary War, when we had some folks, naval folks, block the movement of British vessels up the along the Delaware River, and continued in the War of 1812, when Delaware Commodore McDonough, Thomas McDonough, was the hero of the victory of Lake Champlain in 1814. That was then, and going into World War II, we had 10,000 people who built, mostly women, who built naval ships along the banks of the Christina River in Wilmington, what is now the riverfront. Hundreds of them helped win the war. And then the Cold War had a Lewis, Delaware, was a operating at what's called a SOSUS station, which actually helped P-3 air crews like my own track Soviet nuclear submarines in the Atlantic Ocean. So we have a rich heritage, as starting with the Revolutionary War right up through the Cold War. And and a lot of veterans, we have a ton of veterans, especially in the southern part of our state, who live there in a huge Air Force base with 5,000 people. So we've got a great military heritage in our state, and it's a badge of honor for all of us. It'll be, as Donald Trump would say, it'll be huge.
I'm speaking with Senator Tom Carper. He was instrumental in getting the Navy to name a submarine after Delaware. You have alluded, or you said that there was a naval vessel in the past named for Delaware. So how long has it been since the state has had?
There are actually several. There are several. And I would ask, you know, others could give you the history that goes back 210 years. But I think there was, I think, 1910, I was thinking maybe a battleship named after the Delaware, but there's a number of other vessels in the past. I think the last one that was named after Delaware was decommissioned maybe in the right after World War II. So it's been a while. And meanwhile, dozens of other states, scores of other states have had vessels built named after their states. and we have not. And we have as proud a military tradition, naval tradition, as just about any other state. And this is a wonderful way to recognize that in the service of tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of Delawareans, men and women, over the last century or two, service to the country in uniform.
And what can you tell me about this submarine? You said it's a nuclear sub. Do you know, what it does, how big it is, where it's going to go around the world?
The vessel will probably be home ported at Norfolk Naval Station. I guess it'll be part of the Atlantic Fleet, submarine fleet. We there are different categories of submarines. A fast attack submarine is a submarine that, for the most part, carries torpedoes. And it can be used to track other submarines, hostile submarines, particularly hostile submarines. It can be used to target other naval service vessels and other ships who are prepared for war, be able to sink them. Some submarines carry ballistic missiles. These, for intercontinental ballistic missiles, these are not those kind of submarines. These are actually ships that go fast, they go silent, they go deep, and they're able to track and attack other vessels beneath the water and also on top of the surface of the water.
And it's my understanding that construction has already begun. So where is construction at, or where are we at in the process right now?
I think we're several months into the process. The construction will continue for about the next, I would say, 18 months in Newport News, Rhode Island. It's a huge shipyard. And in about 18 months, a ship will be christened and then go out on sea trials for several months, and then be ready to enter the active service to our country. The ship's crew will be roughly 115 enlisted personnel, sailors, and about 15 officers, for a total of 130 people. These vessels normally go to sea for 60 to 90 days, and then they are home ported, and so folks can see their families. They can do work on the vessel and do training in port, and then maybe 6 months or so later to go back out and do another 60 to 90-day tour, probably in the oceans, the Atlantic, maybe in the Mediterranean.